Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by the trickery of sin and the glamour of what sin has, a perception of what sin has to offer. Huh? Read it in the King James. What did the King James say? He said, but come on, in the King James, everybody read it. Read, exhort one another
daily,
which is called, while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. In other words, just because of you look at sin and deceitfulness of sin, because there's deceit wrapped up in sin. It makes you have an illusion or a perception that it is so great, but when you get over there, it's nothing but heartache and pain. Destruction. Is that right? So that's what he was saying there. Verse 14. Go ahead. And amplify it. For we have become fellows with Christ, the Messiah, and share in all he and we share. Look, we share in all. Everybody say all. In all he has for us. All right, read. If only we hold. Firm. Now it says, notice the key. What's the key in that verse? Huh? That if we hold to our what? First newborn confidence. Now, how many of you, when you first got born again, you got to go back to your newborn confidence. When you first got born again, man, you were so excited about what the Lord had did for you. Am I right? Man, you were so excited. You were just so overwhelmed with, man, the peace that you just, I mean, when the revelation of the finished work of Jesus Christ and what he has done for you and how your life was changed, man, you, I mean, I don't know about you, but when I received Christ, man, I was just so, it just wasn't words to express. The confidence in God was just unshakable. How many know? And see, you know, God does that for a reason. Babes. He watch out for babes. When a person first come to the Lord, God helps you out. I mean, no, he helps you out. No, he helps you out. He shields you. He gives you joy that's just unspeakable joy. He gets you you are so excited and the confident level is so great. Why does he do that? Then all of a sudden you start noticing, huh? So you don't get discouraged. He's giving you a period of time so that you can start fending for yourself. But then how many know after a while that joy that you used to have, it ain't there no more unless you really cleave to. See, what happens is people, they get born again, they get to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the whole nine, and they start, they get comfortable.
Right. Right.
Yeah, aloof. They start getting cool and reserved.
Yeah.
And start thinking, you have plants in the church.
Wow.
That's telling you, you don't take all that. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever told you that? I know they did me.
Yeah. Yeah.
They told me, you know, Christians who've been Christians a long time. You know, back in the day, testimony service was the main service. Man, you talking about testimony service. You came ready for testimony. You was excited. You just got saved. You wanted to tell everything that Jesus had did for you. And, man, you was excited. And every time testimony service open, you the first one on your feet. I just want to thank and praise the Lord for being here tonight. I give God praise and glory. You went on and, you know, and some folks say, well, you know what? Some of them plants. You know what? It don't take all that. No, it take all that and more. You see, so the reality here is folk, don't let folk discourage you. Don't let folk discourage you to let you cool off. Now, it's gone cool off, man. You hot right now. You just gone cool off. No, I don't never want to cool off. Y'all tell him I don't never want to cool off. Because see, the Lord, he blesses you in up front, and he helps you out in those initial days. That's what it's talking about, that newborn confidence. And original assured expectation. in the virtue of which we are believers, firm and unshakable to the end. See, we were, nobody couldn't tell us we wasn't saved. We were excited about that, ready for testimony service. Ain't that right, Sister Karen? Huh? Ready for testimony service and ready to give God praise. But what happens? People start getting aloof. They start really backing off. And really, back in the day, there was nobody to tell you to really cleave to, embrace, and really trust in and rely on the Word of God like it's your life source.
Yes, Bishop, yes.
Nobody really understood that like that. Huh? So as a result, people start cooling off. Huh? Yeah. And they back off and they start, well, you don't take all that because somebody else that's been sitting here for 5, 10, 15 years said it don't take all that. So I guess I just listen to them. Yeah. And then, you know what? Back in the day, you could tell when a folk was on their way out.
Uh-huh.
You could tell when they was on their way out. They used to sit up front. They used to sit up front. Then they start sitting a seat back. Every service, they start sitting further back. No, really, this is a known thing. And then they start sitting by the door. Am I right? In their mind, they just didn't leave abruptly. But they set it up. The enemy had them setting it up. They start getting closer and closer to the door until they in their mind, when I leave out of here, ain't nobody going to miss me. And the reality was, really, nobody went after them. Am I right? But God's saying he wants us to have that confidence, that newborn confidence. Hallelujah. Sure expectation. All right, read. Man, I holler. Glory to God. Read. Verse 15. Then still, while it's called today, if you would hear his voice, and when you hear it, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion in the desert when the people provoked and irritated and embittered God against them. 16. For who
were they who heard and yet were rebellious
and provoked him? It was not all those who came out of Egypt led by Moses. 17. And when and with whom was he irritated?
And to whom
he did.
And to whom did he swear that they should not enter his rest, but to those who disobeyed, who had not listened to his word, and who refused to be compliant or persuaded.
All right, verse 19.
So we see that they were not able to enter into his rest because of their unwillingness to adhere to, trust in, and rely on God. Unbelief has shut their mouth.
Wow. I wanted you to see that because leading into this next chapter here, what we read Sunday, then it says, therefore, that next verse, 4:1 says, therefore, the promise of entering his rest still what? Still holds and is offered when? That's all I wanted you to go right there. It still is offered today. Even though our forefathers by faith are the children of Israel, they did not enter into this rest that God had made available to them, and they did not enter because of what?
Unbelief.
They did not comply to what he said. They refused to be compliant or to be persuaded.